For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is warning nations not to retaliate against U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The president told world leaders at the G7 meeting in Quebec that historically, trade deals did not favor the U.S.
Because of the fact that the United States leaders of the past didn't do a good job on trade. And again, I'm not blaming countries, I'm blaming our people that represented our past. Got to change. It's going to change. I mean, it's not a question of, I hope it changes. It's going to change 100%.
President Trump is now preparing for his meeting in Singapore with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. He says he believes the meeting will go very well and that Kim Jong-un will do the right thing for his people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The president says he's considering a pardon for another boxing great only a few weeks after pardoning Jack Johnson.
He was not very popular then. He certainly, his memory is very popular now. I'm thinking about Muhammad Ali.
Ali was sentenced for refusing to show up for induction into the military during the Vietnam War, but his conviction was later overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. Meanwhile, the president is going out of his way to extend an olive branch to those who may feel he's been unjust toward NFL players who kneel during the national anthem. The president said that in the future, he may ask protesting players to suggest, in his words, people that they think were unfairly treated by the justice system. He says he wants the players to recommend more pardons because that's why they're protesting. People that the players think were treated unfairly by the justice system. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
More than half a dozen officers are off the job in Arizona after allegations of abuse. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
After several controversial arrests in his department in recent weeks that were all caught on tape, Mesa, Arizona Police Chief Ramon Batista said yesterday that such incidents are unacceptable and they need to stop.
The actions shown on that video and all these recent videos do not reflect the vast majority of the men and women of the Mesa Police Department.
Seven officers have been placed on administrative leave after videos raised questions about the use of force in two encounters. One incident involved an unarmed man being punched repeatedly, the other an arrest of a teenage boy last month. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Military officials tell us they have no indication when the Air Force Global Strike Command will lift orders for a stand down of the entire B-1 bomber fleet. John Clemens reports.
Military officials say the bombers will return to flight status only after a safety issue is resolved. The problem is that ejection seat components misfired during a flight of a B-1 bomber over Texas. The crew of the B-1 bomber all sit in ejection seats, of which has an escape hatch right above their heads. The incident from Texas involved a B-1 bomber based out of Dyess Air Force Base, in which at least one of the four escape hatches blew, but the seat did not eject. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.